be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest, and grant that we may know you as you are revealed in Scripture and the breaking of the bread. For you are alive and reign with the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to our Mothering Sunday worship service here at Holy Trinity Headington Quarry. Many of you will recognise my voice, but just in case you're visiting us from the web, let me introduce myself. My name is Laura Byron Scott, and I'm the vicar here. For the first time in our church's history, we are holding this service remotely and inviting you to join us in your homes. We are praying that the technology will work. The service is a Eucharist, and the full order of service is online for you to join in with. There's also an activity sheet there for children and families. In last week's gospel reading, Jesus said to the Samaritan woman that worship was not only about attending a particular place, but about worshiping in spirit and in truth. God promises to meet us wherever we are, and the physical distance we find ourselves in cannot separate us from one another spiritually. Our church will be open today for quiet prayer, but we ask you all to keep a safe distance from any others and to observe hand hygiene rules. We hope our church building may be able to remain open as a spiritual refuge in a time of fear and uncertainty. If you come here today, you'll find some community daffodil posies in our porch for you to take away. Two members of our flower team made these whilst observing strict hand hygiene and social distancing requirements. You're welcome to take one away or deliver one to someone who might particularly need cheering up today. The archbishops have declared this day to be a national day of prayer, and at 7 p.m. this evening, we invite you to light a candle to place in your window to represent the light and goodness that still shines in the darkness of this crisis. You will also hear our church bells ringing out at this time. In today's service, Rob Gilbert will be presiding and I will deacon and preach. We're joined by Carl and Dave on the sound desk and express our thanks to them for helping us record this. We begin with our parish prayer for this time of crisis. God of compassion, we offer up in prayer all who are affected by this outbreak. We pray for all healthcare workers and researchers, as well as all who are ill and the family members and friends who care for them. We pray for those whose livelihoods and income are threatened by the outbreak, and for all living in uncertainty. We pray for wise decisions, increased compassion, and the recognition that all who are affected share a common humanity as children of the one God. We offer our prayers in the confidence that your perfect love casts out fear, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
We light this candle to remind us that the love of God is like a light in our darkness.
Blessed be God forever.
We praise you, our God, for all mothers who have loved and laughed and laboured as they cared for their children.
Blessed be God forever.
We praise you, our God, for all mothers who have wept in sorrow and joy for their children.
Blessed be God forever.
We praise you, our God, for Jesus, born of a woman and nurtured in her love, and for Mary, a reminder of your patient, waiting love.
Blessed be God forever. Let us call to mind our sin, our failure to value the love of others, and our failure to love as Christ has loved us.
Your love gives us life from the moment of conception. We fail to live as your children. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You call us to do good. We seek our own good. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You hear us when we cry for help. We ignore the cries of others. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the Father of all mercies cleanse you from your sins and restore you in his image to the praise and glory of his name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. God of compassion, whose Son Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth, and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself, strengthen us in our daily living, that in joy and in sorrow we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. A reading from the letter to the Colossians. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Song of St. Anselm. Gather your little ones to you, O God, as a hen gathers her brood to protect them.
Jesus, like a mother, you gather your people to you. You are gentle with us as a mother with her children.
Often you weep over our sins and our pride. Tenderly you draw us from hatred and judgment.
You comfort us in sorrow and bind up our wounds. In sickness you nurse us, and with pure milk you feed us.
Jesus, by your dying, we are born to new life. By your anguish and labour, we come forth in joy.
Despair turns to hope through your sweet goodness. Through your gentleness, we find comfort in fear.
Your warmth gives life to the dead. Your touch makes sinners righteous.
Lord Jesus, in your mercy, heal us. In your love and tenderness, remake us.
In your compassion, bring grace and forgiveness. For the beauty of heaven, may your love prepare us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Mothering Sunday is a special day for many people. Traditionally, a chance to return to our home or mother church, an occasion for a family reunion, a day to exchange gifts and flowers to express our gratitude to all mothers and mothering influences in our lives, the people who care for and nurture us through bonds of mutual love and affection. It can also be a painful day for mothers and children who are separated from each other, and for all who, for whatever reason, are not themselves mothers. Some of us may feel this pain, especially in light of the social distancing measures we are being asked to observe at this time. We are gathering as families in a very different way today, via phone or technology. And as a church family, I'm sure we feel the pain of separation from our mother church. In an interview this week on Newsnight, former Chief Rabbi Lord Sacks spoke of the coronavirus pandemic as a moment of revelation. We are waking up, making discoveries about our world and about human nature. We are realizing our vulnerabilities, our interconnectedness, our need to work together regardless of faith or background. On the one hand, we could condemn the panic buying and stockpiling, but on the other hand, this crisis seems to be revealing the fundamental goodness of human nature, the care and selflessness of our NHS staff and frontline supermarket workers, the community groups and volunteers across our city who are stepping up to offer practical help to the most vulnerable, the phone calls and messages from friends and family members we may have lost touch with but have been prompted to show their love and care. I think that one important revelation in our national response to the crisis is the sense that our collective effort against coronavirus is an act of care and solidarity towards the elderly and most vulnerable members of our society. Within families, younger generations are realizing that they need to make radical lifestyle changes to protect the older generations most at risk from this pandemic. This pattern is mirrored across society as a whole, as we all make sacrificial changes to our way of life and work in order to ensure that the elderly and those most at risk from the virus can be looked after in their hour of need. If human beings were fundamentally selfish creatures, this response would not be possible. And yet this crisis has revealed that at the heart of human nature, there is a deep caring instinct of selfless love. I believe this instinct of care, especially for older family members, runs deep. In the Ten Commandments, after the four commandments that relate to love and worship of God, the first relating to human behavior is the command to honor our father and mother. We might wonder where this instinct comes from, and Mothering Sunday invites us to reflect on the idea that the parent-child relationship could be the paradigm for other caring relationships. The idea that close bonds of love and affection between family members can provide a window through which to see the world and our place within it, one of mutual care, interdependence, and nurture, one rather like the new world that seems to be dawning on us at this time of crisis. Over 30 years ago, the philosopher Sarah Ruddick published a book called Maternal Thinking. The book points out that we need not restrict mothering to mothers, although often it is mothers and women more generally who find themselves in these caring roles. But the maternal standpoint she identifies, drawing on the idea of attentive love found in the work of Simone Weil and Iris Murdoch, floats free of any biological or gendered role. The maternal standpoint is described as an enlarged vision of the world, rooted in values of peace, justice, and mutual care. It opposes conflict, greed, and individualism. It is a standpoint adopted by our Lord, whose peaceable, just, and compassionate vision for society continues to inspire so many of us to try and follow in this way. It is a standpoint that we, as a church community, seek to adopt in our care for one another during this crisis. I hope you will return to your mother church today, even if you aren't able to come physically. I hope you will exchange gifts, flowers, and messages of love with mothers and all mothering influences in your lives, even if you do so virtually. And I hope that in our collective efforts to stem the tide of the coronavirus, we will continue to see moments of revelation that reveal the deep goodness of human nature, a goodness planted in us by a loving Creator, an invisible force of divine love that is far stronger than the invisible enemy we now face. As St. Paul writes, "Clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
As children of a loving God who always listens to our cries, let us pray to the Lord, who is our refuge and stronghold. For the health and well-being of our nation, that all who are fearful and anxious may be at peace and free from worry. We pray for those who are suffering from the coronavirus and those anxious about family members at risk, for those worried about job security and income, for those concerned about food and essential supplies. Enable us to be compassionate and generous in the way we respond to this unfolding crisis. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For those who are guiding our nation at this time and shaping national policies, that they may make wise decisions. We pray for all world leaders, especially our Prime Minister and government, for all religious leaders, especially Justin, our Archbishop, and Stephen, our Bishop, for an outpouring of love, care, and solidarity in our national mood. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For the isolated and housebound, that we may be alert to their needs and care for them in their vulnerability. We pray for all known to us at this time who are vulnerable and alone. For a spirit of cooperation as churches and community groups work together in this time of need. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For doctors, nurses, and medical researchers, that through their skill and insights, many will be restored to health. We pray for our local hospitals, GP surgeries, and social care providers, for all on the front line at this time, for wisdom, for those making difficult decisions, for care and compassion, even when resources are stretched. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For our homes and families, our schools and young people, and all in any kind of need or distress. We pray for families separated when they plan to be together today, for our local schools and teachers, for families who struggle with work and childcare, for children and young people who are anxious. May new possibilities open up in this time of change. Lord, hear us.
Lord,
graciously hear us.
Hear us.
For a blessing on our local community, that our neighbourhoods may be places of trust and friendship, where all are known and cared for. For Wood Farm, Risinghurst and Quarry, the areas covered by our parish. For our MP and local councillors. For our shops, pubs and businesses. For food banks and all delivering essential food and medicine at this time. May we draw together as neighbours, clothing ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, patience and love. Lord, hear us.
Lord,
graciously hear us. In a moment of quiet, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers
for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Through the prophet Isaiah, God says, "As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. The peace of the Lord be always with you."
And also with you. Let us offer one another a sign of peace.
As grain once scattered in the fields, and the grapes once dispersed on the hillside, are now reunited on this table in bread and wine, so, Lord, may your whole church soon be gathered together from the corners of the earth into your kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Lord God, our light and our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever.
From the beginning you have created all things, and all your works echo the silent music of your praise. In the fullness of time you made us in your image, the crown of all creation. You give us breath and speech, that with angels and archangels and all the powers of heaven, we may find a voice to sing your praise.
Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
How wonderful the work of your hands, O Lord. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, you embraced a people as your own. When they turned away and rebelled, your love remained steadfast. From them you raised up Jesus our Saviour, born of Mary, to be the living bread in whom all our hungers are satisfied. He offered his life for sinners, and with a love stronger than death, he opened wide his arms on the cross. On the night before he died, he came to supper with his friends, and taking bread, he gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Father, we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. We remember his dying and rising in glory, and we rejoice that he intercedes for us at your right hand. Pour out your Holy Spirit as we bring before you these gifts of your creation. May they be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy things in your presence, form us in the likeness of Christ and build us into a living temple to your glory. Bring us at the last with the Blessed Virgin Mary and all the saints to the vision of that eternal splendor for which you have created us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honour and glory and power be yours for ever and ever. Amen. As God's children and heirs with Christ, we cry in the Spirit, "Abba, Father." Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God,
You take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace.
Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God, in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echo through the universe, the way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world, your heavenly will be done by all created things, your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trial too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. May God, who gave birth to all creation, bless you. May God, who became incarnate by an earthly mother, bless you. May God, who broods as a mother over her children, bless you. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.